Why do local radio stations fail? Well, the answer is simple. They fail to promote. Local radio stations are all about making money. Commercial local stations, that is. So why do they negate the need to promote themselves? Every local radio station I've heard has neglected to use what they have in-house to reach further into the community and gain listeners. The station expects their clients to pay for advertising. But what does the station do to enhance their listening audience? A competition? Well, that's all very well for the listeners you currently have and to increase your hours, but what about those listening to your opposition? Local radio is in a better position now to claim their patch than ever before. With the majority of regional stations networking, it's highly unlikely they'll be seen out and about in the local community, especially not giving unprecedented access to the general public. A local radio station is perfectly placed to be part of the community. But to do this, they must be seen. A regional Heart Alexey station is not going to attend a school fete, but the local radio station can. It is the perfect place to meet listeners, talk to local business owners, and offer services to the cornerstones of our society. How about this for an idea? Offer every local school in your patch a free outside broadcast and public address service. Take your presenter team along, run a show from the school, get local people on the radio, let the students do your links, run silly games. Promotion doesn't have to cost the earth. But for 2 hours at a school on a Saturday morning, just think how many people will drive home tuning in to your radio station. The radio station that let them on air. The radio station that is truly local. With internet streaming, especially from a school or well-equipped business, you can perform a full stereo broadcast quality OB from, well, anywhere in the country on a simple laptop. No more need to buy expensive outside broadcast equipment. Just be ready for the 10-second delay. And also no more need for the terrible quality, tacky and pointless mobile phone link-ups. Not every outside broadcast has to be paid for as part of a promotion. Why not set aside some rules or rates for OBs? Schools, community groups, local councils, carnivals, for example, could be entitled to free OBs. Because the return in listener numbers far outweighs what the revenue generated would be. Your presenters may have a gig in a local pub or club. Why not, instead of automating at that time of night, put their event, their night, live on the radio? Yeah, the venue's going to benefit too, but the station stands to gain more listeners for more of the time. After all, the people ticking boxes in Radar, the more chances you have of selling advertising. My advice to all local radio stations I work with is this: practice what you preach. If you sell advertising, then you should be the best and most well-known name in your area. If you can't advertise yourself, why on earth would someone spend money on advertising with you? For more information and ideas for outside broadcasting, radio stations, TV, or anything media, contact Special Media Projects on 08700 80 18 20 or visit us online at www.specialmediaprojects.co.uk.